Dan Hayes joins us, CSN Chicago. And, Dan, it's a pleasure to have you on with us, and thanks for taking the time. How are you today?
I'm well. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, Giolito showed me something last night. He showed me about 100 pitches, unfortunately, but they didn't give up many hits. But when he gets control of that breaking ball with that fastball, this guy is going to be special.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's got the stuff, and he'd had a little bit of a down year this year. He came in when they acquired him in December for Adam Eaton. He was the number one pitching prospect at the time, but he's fallen off a little bit this year. He just wanted to rework some things. He had a really tough time last season with the Nationals. Moved him all over the organization. They'd have him up for a few days, then they'd send him to Double A, then they'd send him to Single A to keep him in rotation, send him to Triple A, back to Double A, back to the majors for 2 weeks. He was all over the map, and you know, talking to a lot of people about that, he wasn't treated the way that you maybe would treat a number one prospect, and the White Sox really wanted to kind of settle him down and keep him in one spot. So until they brought him here, and now he's here to stay. And he's had his ups and downs. His first start, he had no curveball. Last night, no, the curveball was a little off. I also think he probably didn't get the calls at the bottom of the zone that he was looking for last night. Just looking at the pitch tracker, it looked like there were about 10 pitches that were actually at the bottom of the zone. But I know there's some talk with him just about he's so tall. Does that affect his strike zone and the way umpires see him? So, but he's very interesting arm. I mean, without question. And he's found a lot of the stuff that made him that number one prospect again. And, you know, when you look at the White Sox rotation now, I know the Giants are only seeing one of the guys in that top group, but they have quite a few really promising pitching prospects coming around. They've got Michael Kopech, who's at Triple A, and he was the Double A Southern League Pitcher of the Year. And Ronaldo Lopez is currently in the rotation. So it's really a young group with a lot of potential for success.
Boy, Dan Hayes with us, CSN Chicago. We see James Shields today, and of course we see him. I've seen him out here in the Bay Area when he was with Tampa, San Diego, and now, of course, with the Sox. But always, they called him Big Game until he had to pitch a few big games, and it didn't work out. Home runs galore. What should we expect out of James Shields today?
Well, he's reinvented himself a little bit, probably in the last 5-6 starts, where he's dropped down to 3/4. Well, he used to throw over the top, and it's interesting. I mean, it's his ground ball rate's gotten a little better since then. His strikeouts have actually increased to more than one per inning since he's done it. And it's helped him keep the ball in the yard a little bit because, honestly, when he came over here, the White Sox acquired him last year in June, and the hope was he'd be a number three behind Chris Sale and Jose Quintana that would give them 200 innings. And, you know, he led the American League in home runs last year and had a 6.77 ERA with the White Sox and really had to go to this point to reinvent himself because he hasn't been himself the last year. It feels like since he allowed that home run to Bartolo Colon in San Diego that, you know, everything just kind of derailed for him. And he's their veteran, and he's definitely a guy that the young guys learn from, but he really has to hope that this transition helps him out because otherwise, you know, where he goes from there, it's hard to say.
The old Comiskey, I always call it the old Comiskey or the new Comiskey, whatever you want to call it. It used to be a launching pad. Is it still that way, summertime? Are we still in that range of time where you get the ball up in the air and it goes?
You know, it's been a little chillier this last week. It feels like fall. It's funny, my parents are in from the Bay Area, and it's about a 40-degree drop from what they were feeling last weekend because it was 65 degrees last night, and the park plays a little fairer when that's the case. So I think that we're probably past that. We'll probably get a last minute heat spell here before the season's out, and maybe it'll play that way again. It definitely is not a very fair park to pitchers when it's warm. I mean, if you get 80 degrees with some humidity, you can get some cheap shots down the right field line into the bullpen, and the left field bullpen is there's a chance, Marty, that you and I could hit home runs with the way it plays when it's hot.
I know. Well, Span got one last night. He got a nice line drive home run. I thought that ball was hit pretty well. Dan Hayes with us, CSN Chicago. Dan, watching Mankato last night and swings at everything, and I was just thinking about Samardzija today, and this is a guy who, when you last saw him, maybe was all over the place. But, boy, he doesn't walk anybody. He pitches in the strike zone. Doesn't really throw too many off-speed things. It's, you know, he's still the power game. But if he throws against the White Sox and he's a guy in the strike zone, they may give him a rough time, because it looks to me, if you throw out of the strike zone like Matt Moore did last night, you have more success.
Yeah, they're definitely a team that's a little aggressive between Avisaíl García, Jose Abreu, Moncada. They have guys who aren't afraid to swing the bat. And when they know a guy is going to throw in the zone, they're going to look for it and attack. They don't. There's a few guys that draw walks. Moncada actually has the one thing that's kept him afloat during this rookie month and a half that he's been here, is that he can take the pitches off the edge. He's not afraid to take walks at all, and I think it's kept his on base above 300. But you know, they are aggressive across the board and really don't have a ton of guys. Adam Eaton was their guy that really set the tone with taking walks and getting on base last year, and he's gone obviously to Washington. So the offense has had some success with it. It's been a better offense than it, you know, the last couple of years. They've been hurt by some trades this year. I mean, the Giants are catching this team, and they took a team photo. And if they'd taken a team photo in April to the one now with all the trades that they've made, I mean, you'd have a 50% of a new roster. You know, being in the rebuild, they're just remaking things and throwing guys in there and just trying to get through to the end of September, because obviously they've had injuries popping up and decimated by trades. So it's an entirely different team full of really inexperienced guys.
Yeah, we could see it last night a little bit on the errors and throwing the ball around a little bit. But I like Delmonico. I like Engel in center field. I know he's not hitting a lot, but, boy, the guy covers some ground and he really can run. The catcher I thought was pretty good last night. Tell me about we know Moncada and, you know, Abreu and some of the bigger names, but what about the ones that we don't know?
Yeah, Engel definitely at least has a future as a fourth outfielder. Just the way he runs and tracks stuff down, is he's probably elite level as far as a defensive center fielder. The problem is that his bat is not close to that right now. And so he's playing every day right now because he's what they've got. And, you know, they've had a few guys that they were going to try there. Jacob May was at the start of the year and he just couldn't hit. And then they acquired Charlie Tilson last year from the Cardinals, and he's a rookie also, and they were going to give him a chance, and he's had a bunch of health problems. So Engel's been playing every day when most likely they would have tried to maybe hide him a little bit from some of the tougher pitchers, and they just haven't had that luxury. But he's a fantastic defender, and if he can ever even learn to hit at a 240 level, I think he could easily be a starting center fielder. But obviously he's got to do a little bit of work to get to that, and they're hoping he learns from some of his experience. Delmonico is really interesting. He's a guy who nearly quit baseball a couple years ago. I mean, he's had some documented problems off the field. He had ADHD, got hooked on some stuff there, got, you know, there was a great story. There have been a couple of great stories written about it, and he's found a way to bounce back, and he's healthy, he's happy. And when he came out came up to the majors, he just had this amazing run. It slowed down a little bit, but, you know, he's been a kind of a feel-good story for them. And there's no question that his bat can play at the major league level. He just doesn't have a real defensive position whatsoever. I mean, it's almost like if you could combine him and Engel, you'd have a mega superstar there. But he will definitely find some time to play here because, one, he's a lefty, and they don't have a whole lot of that. And you know, they're in a rebuild. They're going to give guys an opportunity for a while.
Boy, great report. Great report. Yeah, they will. But they've got that Eloy Jimenez coming, who just went nuts after he was traded to the White Sox, just out of sight.
Yeah, between him and Michael Kopech, they have some young potential studs coming. And obviously they're going to finish here in the top three with the worst record and have another good chance to draft another star, you know, next June. So they've really done a good job loading up the farm system. They went from a farm system that was somewhere around 24th in the majors last year to being top one, two, or three this last year. So they've done a good job on that.
Wow. Very good. Hey, Dan, thanks for taking the time. And where do you folks live out here?
Runner Park.
Oh, very good. So I'm sure they're listeners of the show, and give them our best. Are they still out there with you?
Yeah, they'll be here each of the next two nights. So.
Very good. All right. Hey, thanks for taking the time, and a pleasure to get you on our show. And you got Jeff Samardzija today, his return to Chicago. I'm sure there's a buzz about that.
It was a weird year for him. So there definitely will be some buzz, but you know, that was a forgetful year for the White Sox and I think Samardzija. So, definitely. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, pleasure. All right, thanks, Dan. Good report. That is Dan Hayes at CSN Chicago. Very good. All right, more coming up. KNBR 680, the sports leader.